Our cash cattle market finishes out last week a little bit lower compared to the previous week. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news update. All in all, when it came to our cash cattle prices across the Midwest, it was relatively a slower week. However, prices did finish out the week from 240 to 242. Rob Andriga is with Professional Ag Marketing based out of Sheldon, Iowa.
Yeah, all week kind of saw a very slow start, nothing really for sales and negotiations, but hearing some things today, getting some bids and offers out there. It feels like some cattle are actually moving, so they've been buying up some cattle again. Definitely not quite at that basis level that we saw last week, but still sitting in there at around, you know, a little bit better than what average is, I'd say.
When it comes right down to it, uncertainty has been playing a major role when it does come to our markets. That includes our livestock and grain markets. Dwayne Bussey is with Bulk Marketing based out of Britton, South Dakota.
Oh, it sure has, man. It's been either a trader's dream or a trader's nightmare. It depends which side you're on, right? We've had sell-offs early in the morning concerned about higher gas prices. You know, gas prices have rallied about 32 cents so far this week on an average in our nation. Higher gas prices, higher energy prices will mean less disposable income to buy those high cuts of meat. So that concerns me, too. But the market also rallies back into the close because I think cattle feel like, well, shouldn't we rally as a hedge on inflation as well? I'm not as bulled up as I used to be. I don't like all this uncertainty, and the cattle market, we know we're at crazy high prices. You know, corn and soybeans, wheat, we're not at crazy high prices. So I think starting next week, I'm going to be looking at some LRPs again, some hedges. Let's protect next year's calves that we're going to start popping out here anytime.
Some great information, some ideas to look at as we start looking ahead to our livestock markets. With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.